Another interesting feature of QLCS tornadoes is that they often display a lower value of peak rotational velocity, or VROT, when compared to supercellular storms for tornadoes of similar strength. For example, when looking at EF1 tornadoes, the median peak VROT of QLCS tornadoes was 33.5 knots, while supercellular tornadoes had a median VROT of 38.4 knots. This discrepancy becomes even more noticeable the stronger the tornado becomes. So, if you end up working as a radar warning forecaster during a QLCS event, it's not a bad idea to slightly lower your thresholds a little on the value of the VROT needed for a tornado. Now, one important caveat to using this data for warning decisions is that if you wait to put out a tornado warning until you observe what the peak VROT is for a mesovortex couplet, you'll very likely end up missing the tornado altogether. This has better applications for nowcasting what potential strength a tornado could be, given the VROT of the mesovortex, assuming that it does produce a tornado.